Hi friends, welcome to CurseBreak.com. This is Evangelist Fernando Perez, and today I'm standing in prayer with fathers and mothers who are believing God for the salvation and the protection of their children. Today I'm standing with you praying a deliverance prayer on behalf of your sons and daughters, and we're standing in the Word of God that is found in the book of Isaiah, chapter 54 and verse 13. The Word of God declares that all your children will be taught by the Lord, and great will be their peace. Amen. And also in the book of Psalms, chapter 112, verse 1 and 2, the Word of God declares, praise the Lord, blessed are those who fear the Lord, who find great delight in His commands. Their children will be mighty in the land. The generation of the upright will be blessed. Amen. So based upon this word, I'm standing with you today in prayer, asking the Lord to break every assignment against your sons and daughters. We're asking God to get a hold of their hearts, to bring healing and deliverance to their lives. Some of them that are so far away from the presence of the Lord. But guess what? No matter how far they are, God can touch their hearts. God can bring them back to the center of His will through the power of prayer. Amen. So let's stand today in prayer. We're praying, asking God to cancel every demonic assignment against their lives. We're praying that God will remove every unhealthy, ungodly friendship, every ungodly soul ties to the world, to ungodly people. And we're asking God to bring the right people into their path. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. So we're praying a powerful prayer today, asking God to set your sons and daughters free in Jesus' mighty name. Would you please join me in prayer right now? Let's believe God for your sons and daughters in Jesus' name. Heavenly Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, I come before you on behalf of this father, this mother, on behalf of their sons and daughters. Lord, you know exactly, Lord, their sons and daughters, where they are now. Lord, you know what they are going through, Lord, in life. You know some of them, Lord, they have got wounded, Lord, in church. Some of them, they were brought up in church, and for some reason, Father, they have walked away. Some of them, Lord, they're so far away from your presence. But Father, we ask you today, Lord, that, Lord, every promise, Lord, that you have towards this son, this daughter, Lord, we ask you, Lord, for that fulfillment of those promises, the fulfillment of those dreams, the desire that's in your heart towards this son, this daughter. And we pray, Father, today, Lord, that you get a hold of their hearts, that you remove, Lord, the spirit, Lord, of blindness, Lord, every blindness, a spiritual blindness, a spiritual scales, Father, to fall off their eyes today. Lord, we lift them up to you today. Lord, we declare, Lord, deliverance. Lord, we ask you that you open their eyes, their spiritual eyes, to the reality, Lord, that they are in right now. Lord, your word declares in 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 4, that the God of this age has blinded the mind of unbelievers so that they cannot see the light of the gospel. And so, Father, we pray right now that the blindness that Satan have brought into their son and their daughter, Lord, we ask you, Lord, to remove the blindness that hinders them to see the light of the gospel. We command the spiritual blindness, loose them in Jesus' name. Loose this son, loose this daughter in Jesus' mighty name. We command the blindness to fall off in Jesus' mighty name. Father, we ask you also, Lord, that you remove the hardness of their heart. Lord, we ask you, Lord, that you give them a tender heart. Lord, your word declares in the book of Ezekiel, chapter 36 and verse 26, Lord, your word say that you will give us a new heart. You'll put a new spirit in us. You will remove from our hearts the stone and give a heart of flesh. And so, Lord, remove this stony heart, remove the hardness of the heart, and give them, Lord, a fresh, give them a tender heart. Remove, Lord, all that hardness, all that bitterness, the unforgiveness, the resentment. Loose their hearts. Come out of their hearts. Loose them in Jesus' mighty name. Father, we ask you also that you remove from them the spirit of disobedience, the stronghold of disobedience and rebellion, Lord, in the heart of this son, this daughter, we say, break it off in Jesus' name. A spirit of disobedience, a spirit of rebellion, loose them in Jesus' name. Father, I'm asking right now that you give orders to your mighty angels right now to be released at this moment and to surround this young man, this young woman, this man, this woman, this son, this daughter. Surround them, Lord, as a wall of fire. Lord, let your angels put chains of fire on the neck of every foul spirit that's been assigned, Lord, by Satan himself to destroy this young man, this young woman, and let every spirit, Lord, that is not of you, every demonic spirit to be uprooted out of their lives, to be removed from their lives in Jesus' mighty name, so that the gospel that can come into this young man, to this young woman, in Jesus' mighty name. We command the spirit, the demonic spirit of rebellion and disobedience, Lord, I say, broken off, come out of them, loosed them in Jesus' mighty name. Lord, the spirit of pride, the spirit of arrogance, we say, out of them, loose them in Jesus' name, out of them in Jesus' name. The spirit of stubbornness, the spirit of stubbornness, loose this young man, loose this young woman, loose this son and this daughter in Jesus' mighty name. The spirit of doubt and unbelief, we say, loose them in Jesus' name, out of them. The spirit of lie, the spirit of lie and deception, out of them, loose them, devil. Come out of this young man. Come out of this young woman. In Jesus' mighty name, Father, we declare that the assignment of the devil, Lord, to have a grip on this young man, this young woman, I say, broken off. Broken off in Jesus' name. Every stronghold, Father, Lord, we declare broken. Lord, the anointing brings, brings deliverance to the captive. The anointing set the captives free. So, Lord, we declare the anointing right now destroying the grip of Satan in Jesus' mighty name. Lord, we command that every stronghold of addiction, Lord, in this young man, this young woman, Lord, this son, this daughter, a spirit of addiction, a stronghold of addiction, every foul demon, every demonic spirit behind the addiction, Lord, addiction to drugs, addiction to alcohol, addiction, Lord, to immorality, sexual perversion, sexual stronghold, I say, broken off in Jesus' name, loose them, loose them. Loose them in Jesus' name. Lord, we command the snares of the devil, the traps of the devil, to destroy them, to kill them, to mess their lives, to mess their future. Broken off in Jesus' name. Broken off in Jesus' name. Lord, we command, Lord, every stronghold of lust, the lust of the eyes, the lust of the flesh, the Lord, the pride of life. Broken off in Jesus' name. Out of their lives. Out of them. Out of them, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we command every demonic, Lord, ungodly soul ties, Father, every unholy alliance, every covenant, every vow, Lord, that they have made, Lord, to the world through their decision, through their stubbornness, through their rebellion, through their disobedience, every ungodly soul ties to the world. Some of them, Lord, they cannot break free from the world. Some of them, Lord, they want to make the right decision, but they keep falling. They continue to follow the pattern of the world. And we command that every unholy alliance to the world, the love to the world, we say, broken off. Broken off, devil, loose them in Jesus' name. The spirit of this age, the spirit of the deception, Lord, the lies of the devil, Lord, the every fantasy of the world, every lie and deception that have a grip on their hearts, we say, loose them in Jesus' name. They belong to God. We command out of their lives in Jesus' mighty name. Father, we command that every unholy alliance to the world, we say, broken off in Jesus' mighty name. Loose them in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, every ungodly soul ties to people, Lord, to friendship, to boyfriends, to girlfriends, every unholy alliance, every ungodly soul ties, Lord, to abusers, to friendship, Lord, to abusers, to, Lord, controllers, to manipulative people, to liars, through deceivers, arrogant people, gossipers, we say broken off. Every unhealthy, unholy alliance to people, broken off. Broken off. Lord, we pray that you remove, Lord, we commend every wrong, every unhealthy people, Lord, every ungodly vow and covenant to people, every wrong people, Lord, in their lives that the devil is using to mess them up. We call them out of their lives. We command those people to leave them in Jesus' name. Lord, we ask you, Lord, that you bring healthy relationship, godly people. I pray, Father, that this thing that hinders them, Lord, to let it go. Some of them, they want to let it go. Some of them want to move ahead. Some of them, they want to, Lord, a better future. Some of them, they want to break free, but they don't have the strength. And so today we pray, Lord, release strength into them to break free from those unhealthy, ungodly relationships. We command those things to be broken in the mighty name of Jesus. And we ask you, Lord, bring, Lord, the right people into their path. Remove the wrong people and bring the right people. Bring those, who, Lord, that will be able to help them, that will disciple them, that will speak life and destiny to them, those who help them to get to the next level. Lord, we call those people into their lives, those people that will bless them, that will help them, Lord, Lord, to step into their future, to step into their destiny, to step into their career. In Jesus' mighty name, Lord, we bless them and we call those wrong people out of their lives. Those devil sent people, Lord, we command them to leave in Jesus' mighty name. We call the right people into their lives, remove the negative influence and bring the right influence into their lives in Jesus' mighty name. Lord, we bless them. Lord, we pray protection upon them. Lord, every snare, every trap, Lord, the enemy have set in front of them, have set on their path, Lord, we ask you to give orders to your angel to remove those snares out of their path in Jesus' mighty name. Lord, every assignment of the devil, Lord, to kill them prematurely, to end their lives, we say broken off in Jesus' name. Loose them in Jesus' mighty name. Father, we bless them. We call them into your kingdom. We call them to walk in the destiny that you have for them. Lord, even when they were in their mother's womb, you already had a purpose and a plan for them. They are not a mistake. They are people of destiny. No matter how messed up they are, you are, Lord, they are in the right place to be transformed by you. Lord, I pray that you raise them, Lord, out of the ashes, that you raise them, Lord, to be a testimony in your hand. Lord, that you bring hope into those who have lost hope. I pray, Lord, raise them up. Turn their mess into a message. Lord, we bless them and we call your kingdom to come upon their lives. We say, Lord, let your kingdom come and let your will be done in their lives. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, we declare salvation. We declare healing, we declare deliverance, and we declare restoration into their lives today in Jesus' name. We declare a shift in the spiritual realm and that which Satan intended for evil. We declare that will be turned for good and their lives will be a testimony in the hand of Jesus. We pray this in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen and amen. Praise the Lord, my brother, my sister. It's been such a great blessing to be able to pray with you today, to stand with you. I would recommend you to play this prayer multiple times. Download this into your computer and listen to this prayer. Let this prayer build up your faith, strengthen your walk with Christ. God bless you. For more prayers like this one, please visit my website, cursebreak.com, or go to my YouTube channel, Evangelist Fernando Perez. God bless you. Have a great day. Bye now.